Hare Krishna. Just now I was speaking with the Sankirtan devotees downstairs, and I was talking about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, particularly mentioning the some of the events of Mahaprakash when Lord Chaitanya's non-stop throughout day and night reciprocating with his devotees, revealing his feature, his Supreme Personality of Godhead, and relating to each one of them one by one by one individually. And meanwhile, kirtan is going on, and Murari Gupta and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called him, told him, "Murari, you're my eternal servant, Hanuman. And I'm the Lord Ramachandra, who you worship." And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed his form of Lord Ramachandra. And he offered all kinds of benedictions to devotees, although, of course, devotees didn't ask for anything. They only asked for service. Like with Kolavacha Sridhar, who is just a banana merchant, which meant he not only just sold bananas, but he had a little banana plantation, and bananas, and banana flour, and banana, different types of things. Banana trees are very useful. You can make, aside from having leaf plates, but the trunk and the inside, as well as the flowers themselves, are all edible. It's very, very wonderful. And Mother Sachi used to send Nimai over when he was a young boy to get banana flour, buy banana flour. And then Lord Chaitanya would also steal. He would also steal bananas. And Sridhar would always object. Lord Chaitanya would always make fun of him and keep coming back and stealing bananas. So when Lord Chaitanya asked Sridhar to ask for something, Sridhar just asked for the benediction that I just always want to see that form, that beautiful little boy who comes and steals my bananas. And of course Lord Chaitanya then granted him that blessing and benediction. And what I was speaking or emphasizing to devotees was Lord Chaitanya's giving shelter to his devotees. And I couldn't remember who it is. I think it's Vasudev Datta. And this was an event that happened prior to Lord Chaitanya's advent, if I remember right. And it had to do with some Muslims invading. Now, I don't know who it was. It was Chand Kazi or anyone. But anyway, all the devotees in Mayapur were fleeing to the other side of the Ganga, to Navadweep side, out of fear. And it was also rainy season, and the river was swollen, and it was very, was raining, pouring rain. So Vasudev Dada was in fear for his family, and so he got them all together and went to the boat docks, but all the boats had all gone. Everyone had gone to the other side, and so there was no one there. And he thought now the Muslims will come, and who knows what they'll do. So Lord Chaitanya and his Mahaprakash, then he's telling Vasudev that you remember you prayed to me, you prayed to Krishna to please to save you, so that you could continue your service. He says, and then out of nowhere, all of a sudden, a boat appeared, the boatman, and he came to where you were and took you to the other side. So Lord Chaitanya said, I was that boatman. He says, I came to deliver you and to take you over to the other side, in the same way that I take all those who surrender to me, I take them to the cross, to the other side of the ocean of material existence. So in that same way, I took you to the other side of the Ganges to protect the integrity of you and your family. And so Lord Chaitanya is there to protect his devotees, and he's always present. How he appears, that may be in different ways, maybe sometimes ways different than we expect, but if we're always alert, then we'll see that Krishna is always by our side, especially by the side of preachers. Hare Krishna.